And we're joined on the phone right now from her home in Oceanside, California, of all places, by Linda Christensen. Linda is the sculptor, the butter sculptor for all the candidates, as well as Princess Kay of the Milky Way at the Minnesota State Fair. Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, first of all, I got to ask, how does a person from Oceanside, California, get to carve butter sculptures at the Minnesota State Fair?
I'm actually a displaced Minnesotan. I've only been in California for 7 years, and I come back every year. But I've been doing this actually since 1972, and I did live all my life in Minnesota.
Yeah, this will be your 39th year of carving the bust of Princess Kay of the Milky Way, along with 11 other county dairy princesses at the state fair. And first of all, coming from California, that's a lot. How did you first happen to do this?
I actually was just graduating from the Minneapolis College of Art and Design the year that they needed someone to do this, and they got a hold of the college and had them recommend someone. And the college called me and said, "Have you ever heard of anything like this?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I've seen it because there was someone that did it before me for about 4 or 5 years."
Uh-huh.
And I remember standing out there. A lot of the princesses tell me that they stood outside that butter booth and wished to be a princess. But I stood outside the butter booth and wished to be an artist. Little did I know I'd actually wind up in there someday.
Now, for folks that don't know, and if anybody's listening to this who is a Minnesotan who has ever been to the state fair, they probably already do. But in the dairy building at the Minnesota State Fair, which is coming up in just not too long, along with a whole lot of other delicious things, all the princess candidates get their busts sculpted in butter, and then they're on display for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I understand it... Well, let me just ask you, first of all, talk about the conditions.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm even going to go back. Okay, you graduated from the College of Art and Design, and you aspired to be an artist, and all of a sudden started carving in butter. Did you at the time also do other things that have an artistic nature? I mean, was this, I'm assuming this wasn't your only gig.
Like many, many artists, I have scrambled a living together out of a number of different things that I do. I was really interested in calligraphy. That was part of my studies, and taught calligraphy. I taught sculpture and drawing in a number of venues, and started my own gift shop. I designed my own line of greeting cards. So I've done many things. Plus, doing a lot of commission work.
So you've
just a lot of different things.
So you've sculpted another media.
Yes, I have, yeah. Uh-huh.
So compare butter.
If it weren't for the working conditions, butter is the best medium I've ever worked with.
Really?
It's just wonderful. You can get such a beautiful surface on it. It's forgiving. You can make a mistake and cut too much on and just soften a little butter up in your hand and put it back on and recarve it. It's very nice.
That's a question that I was going to ask because
I have never made a mistake so horrible that I couldn't fix it.
Because, of course, in a lot of media, granite or something, you make a mistake.
I have no idea how artists that work in that kind of a medium can possibly go through without taking too much off somewhere.
So it
must take a lot more than one day.
You just soften up a little butter and glob it on there and start again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now you said other than the working conditions, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
You sculpt each one of the, and from what I understand, it takes between 6 and 8 hours to do each bust. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not really in the cooler for the entire time. I come out for warm-up breaks, but it is 38 degrees in the cooler, and then there's fans that blow in there because they need to keep the windows from frosting. So there's a little wind chill in there as well. And
typically Minnesotan.
It is. It keeps me in shape in case I ever move back. And then the floor rotates. It's about a 12-inch diagonal, 12-inch diameter, hexagonal-shaped booth. And the floor rotates, and on the perimeter of the floor are all these stands that have either the 90-pound block ready to be carved, or if I've already done it, then it has the actual bust on the stand.
So that if
people stand there long enough, they get to see everything as it rotates by. And I'm in the middle working on the Princess du Jour.
And I'm assuming that the Princess du Jour is also in there for about that length of time, too.
She is. Now, I'm usually her family, and half the town she comes from is out there on the outside and watching.
Now, while I, on some days at the fair, I can think of being at 38 degrees might be a good thing, because it does have a tendency sometimes to get pretty warm.
Yes.
How frequently do you have to take breaks when you're doing this carving?
I'm only good for about an hour and a half maximum, but it's different every day because of, I don't know, if it's raining out, I get colder on the inside. Mm. I suppose there's just more moisture in the air.
Sure.
And then sometimes we need to take breaks because the princess has an obligation somewhere at a radio station or wherever, and so we need to leave while she goes on an interview. So it's every day is different.
And we should also probably let people, well, first of all, I want to let people know we're visiting with Linda Christensen, who this year would be her 39th year of carving. Is that a siren in the background?
That is my neighbor's alarm. It's the second time it's gone
off.
Oh, dear. Let's see if I can get away from it here.
That's all right.
Okay.
At any rate, for the 39th year, she will be carving not only Princess Kay of the Milky Way, but the other 11 dairy princesses from various counties. And each year, Minnesota dairy counties put up a princess to attend the fair and other obligations as well. And again, you mentioned it, but you carve these out of 90-pound blocks of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Where do the blocks of butter come from?
It's actually specially made for this purpose at a creamery in Minnesota, and I actually don't remember the name of it.
Actually, I did see it, and when I find it in my notes, I will mention it.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. Well, let's see here. I'll find it and mention it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in there and you're carving this. Oh, and I also read, interestingly enough, that it takes almost 22 pounds of whole milk to make a pound of butter. So 90 pounds.
Some of these statistics are amazing, aren't they?
You get a lot of whole milk going into this thing.
Yeah.
Now they're, of course, on display then, as you mentioned, the whole time that you're carving, and you're doing one each day, so you're doing about 12 days worth, just about the full run of the fair.
Yes, it is the full run of the fair.
And so people are able to come and watch you and also see them on display. Do you know what happens to these butter busts?
That is absolutely the best part of the whole story, and that is that the princesses take, first of all, I put all of the scraps that come off the sculpture into tubs, and they take that home, but then they also take the heads home. And they've had so much support from their community. A lot of them will give, packages of butter to the people that have supported them to make things like cookies and, cookie dough to freeze and that sort of thing. And then the head itself, some of them, they keep for years.
In the freezer, I imagine.
Yes, they buy those little freezers. And some eventually use them on the table at their wedding.
Some of them
use them for graduation. And some of them take them to a big corn feed for the whole town or a pancake breakfast.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. But, there's so much butter, people don't realize that they're still going to have most of that head left over even after they've done that with it. So they live a long and interesting life, every one of them.
I would think it would be a little unnerving. Let's say you're over visiting Princess Kay's house, 10 years hence, and you ask for something. She says, "Oh, sure, it's just in the freezer there, out in the garage." And you open up the freezer door, and there's a
There's a smiling head.
With a crown on it looking at you. A little strange. I every time I think of this, I am reminded of Ann Reed, who is a wonderful Minnesota singer-songwriter, that did a song. In fact, she's got three different versions about the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes.
And she's got a verse in there about the butterhead.
Yeah, I know the song.
Do you?
Right.
Uh-huh. And she's had Princess Kays and other princesses come up to her that, that was me. I got done in butter. Now, don't mean to be personal, but you said about 6 or 7 years ago you left Minnesota for California.
Yes,
When you left, did you, I assume that part of what the reason you left was for warmer weather, but did you also say, look, I'll be happy to come back every year for this?
Oh, of course, yes, that's... I look forward to continuing this until I can't do it anymore.
Now, are you still? Do you still do your artwork?
I do some. I'm mostly retired now, but I do some things. A lot of like volunteer work and that kind of thing.
Now, when you're carving the young women, and do you ever get a situation where they look at it and say, that doesn't look anything like me. I want you to do it over
again. I have never had that sort of thing happen, really, where someone has been, completely disappointed. Now, I must say that all of these young women have been chosen for their marvelous ability to in communications. They're meant to represent the dairy industry, and they're very personable, charming, generous women, and so I think that even if someone were disappointed, they wouldn't say so.
That's right.
But I have always felt fairly satisfied that I've gotten a decent likeness with them. So some are better than others.
They didn't get to be a county dairy princess nor Princess Kay of the Milky Way by, telling people you've done a lousy job on the sculpture.
Right. No, that's not going to, no.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you aware, there are lots of, I think that, everybody in Minnesota and probably other states as well takes particular pride in their own state fair and the things that happen there. Mm-hmm. And as I say, we've talked to a lot of different people, and I've talked to a lot of different people that have different kinds of vocations or avocations.
Right.
This is one of the more unusual. But do you know if anything like this goes on at other state fairs?
Yes, yeah.
They really?
There's a marvelous cheese carver in Wisconsin. She does some very large, interesting pieces from cheese.
Of course.
And then there is a woman. When I started, I only knew of one other person that did this. And as far as I know, I've never heard of differently. So, but her name was Duffy Lyons down in Iowa, and she did a giant cow. Now, as I understand it, that cow has been done since 1904.
Oh,
and it's been passed down, from master to apprentice, I guess you'd have to say. It's actually a structure that's built, and then the butter is laid on over it.
Oh, well, that's...
Well, it's still, it's done before the fair, and then it's just on display in the cooler. As far as someone actually doing the carving... or doing portraiture work, and either of those things during the fair, I think I'm the only one that does that.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of pressure, really.
Oh, I can imagine.
To get something done in one day like that.
I can imagine, particularly, I would think after about your ninth day, time to go back in the cooler again. It's about time to say, I'm sorry, I'm just too cold. Well, that's amazing that you're probably one of the only people in the world that have Guinness or any of those people ever, anybody made any contact with those people?
No, I hadn't even thought of Guinness.
Probably should. Probably should.
I think Guinness is kind of quantity, isn't Guinness? Quantity?
Maybe
well,
it is.
I suppose that might be a possibility that they carved the greatest number of portraits.
Oh, I would think that for sure. In 39 years times 12. I'm sure you'd have that one going away.
I think so.
Yeah. One of the other questions, when you first started doing this, did you have to do a lot of research into the properties of butter to see how you would do it? Or
actually, my research consisted of one forenoon in the actual booth that I was to work in, carving a 50-pound block of butter just to get the feel of it. And it was supposed to be kind of a tryout for the job. Mm. And I went in with the president, then president of the Minnesota Dairy Association's neighbor. And she sat for me, and I was nowhere near finishing. And they just came in and said, well, that's good enough. You're going to be able to do it. So the first time I actually did a butterhead was the first day of my first fair.
That's amazing.
And I had a moment of utter fear when I first started that first morning. But, there was no choice at that point.
It worked out.
I did it.
Now, when they contacted you, were you the only one that they invited to do this back 39 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, so it wasn't a competition or anything.
No.
They invited you to. That is absolutely amazing.
Right.
And I read someplace too that butter sculpting and various butter sculpture go all the way back to the 1800s, actually, with frontier women molding and printing their homemade. Homemade
That's
butter.
Great. It has a long history. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other question, and unfortunately we need to wrap this up, but it's been fascinating, is do you eat butter yourself?
Yes, I do. Yes, there's only one way to eat things like broccoli. I mean, I wouldn't even like broccoli if it didn't have butter on it.
I've known a lot of people that have worked with food over the years, and, they say, oh, no. After I work with it, I can't possibly eat it. But that doesn't apply with butter.
You know, it's funny
butter.
Because when I'm working with a 90-pound block of butter, it just is not butter. It has nothing to do with those little one-pound sticks.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
Now, what do you use as far as instruments or tools, Linda?
I use kitchen tools to some extent. I use a piano wire to make the big first cuts so there's not a lot of friction against the knife. And then I use mostly clay tools for all the detail work.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. We have been visiting with Linda Christensen. Linda, this year, at the 2010 Minnesota State Fair, will be the 39th year that she does sculptures of Princess Kay of the Milky Way, along with 11 other county dairy princesses. She's originally from Minnesota and now resides in California. And I understand you mentioned off the air that when you used to finish at the State Fair, you used to come up north here to Grand Marais.
Yes, and hike those beautiful state parks up along the North Shore there.
Well, I want you to know that you're welcome to come back again.
Oh, I will.
They're still here. They're still here. And if we're at the fair, we will certainly look for you.
All right, great.
Linda, thanks so much for taking time to visit with us on the Roadhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great fair.
Okay,
bye.